You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm gonna explode. I feel like my nose is gonna explode.
And you're not allowed to blow your nose, I assume.
No, I'm not. That's why it's a big issue. I can't blow my nose.
Can you lean up? Is this more comfortable if you're like this?
It's pretty, I mean, nothing is more comfortable. No matter what I do, it's
pretty bad.
Wait,
are you bleeding?
Oh, yeah, I'm bleeding.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm on this side of the table, because there's blood coming out of me.
Oh, my God.
So if you don't know, if you follow the podcast, you all know I have a deviated septum. And I can't sleep, and it's hard for me to breathe. Well, today I had the procedure. They said, oh, you can just pop right in and then pop right out, and you can live your day normally. Well, they were wrong about that. I got in there, had to wait 45 minutes for them to numb my nose.
To do what?
To numb my nose. Okay. And then it was going to take 5 minutes for them to do it. And you know what they do in that surgery?
What?
They put a thing in your nose, uh-huh. And then they put a little balloon, and then they break open your nose cavity. So it's like, mine was like a 1 millimeter or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And now it's like at 6 millimeters.
Oh, hell yeah.
So apparently, once you open it up, that little hole, it holds. So it doesn't fall back down so that I can breathe again.
That's amazing.
But right now, you can't.
Right now, I can't. Maybe in like 3 days, I'll be able
to. I feel like we're listening to like young Luis.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late. Where?
Welcome back. We've lost
yes!
all of our money. We've lost our sponsorship. So we're in my garage now. We haven't cleaned
up. Oh, yeah, that's
up.
Right. For those who are watching on the video, you can
which you
see.
Which you should. Really
you should
look
really
at this.
Look at the video. Go to youtube.com/we stayed late.
Oh, baby.
Go subscribe. We're still
trying to get to that 1,000.
Hey, but we. Oh, God. You know what we figured out is that we don't have to be at the 1,000.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Oh, that's amazing.
That was a self-imposed limit.
Right now, I'm trying to create a Wi-Fi extender so we get Wi-Fi in this garage.
So there's been we've been away for what, 2.5 months?
Yeah.
Something like that. Because
after that last one, we were like, we're back.
No, we weren't.
Oh, yeah, I remember we're like, we're back.
We're back, baby. And then nothing for 2.5 months. Our lives exploded. In
yeah.
a good way, kind of. I mean, we had the holiday coming up, but then
it's
like
good busy.
It's good busy, but like, oh my God, it got really busy.
I'm employed again.
So
yeah.
Stars up. Yay.
Yay.
Luis and I are still employed.
Yay.
Yay!
Just barely. Yay. No. So there's been a lot of like having to figure out logistics and
yeah.
trying to get everybody
and
on the same page
and timing
and like yeah, there's been a lot. So.
And I had the surgery, and I was like, I'm not going to do this podcast. I'm tired of life telling me no. I'm going to say yes. And then we did it. We made
yeah,
it work.
We yeah. made it work. We're here.
I was supposed to have dressing. I was supposed to get this table cleaned.
None of that happened.
This is perfect.
So we're surrounded in, if you're not watching the video, which by the way, you should go watch the video.
Yeah.
If you're not watching the video, we are surrounded in lighting right now.
Right.
Yeah. We're in like Luis's like cage.
Yeah. This is like Fresnel lighting, if you want to know what this is. We got some 350s. We got a 1K.
What does that mean?
Fresnels?
It's a 350 wattage.
350
like,
wattage.
Yeah.
It's just
so
a
real
power.
Real hot lights.
Yeah. This
hot.
Little
1K.
This
yeah.
little guy.
That shit will
that
burn
little
you.
Little guy's going to burn you real quick. It burned me. I'll tell you that.
Lisa has been what did, you punctured and.
Punctured. But you know what they did?
Burned.
Afterwards, they were very like clear about what they were going to do. Afterwards, they showed me a video of them going in my nose.
What?
And they were like, oh, that's why you're fucked up. And then, oh, we're going to numb you. And then they put the shot up my nose. And you saw this white liquid go all over this like little capsule.
Did they have a live stream to your nose?
I mean, they recorded it. And they're like, bring a USB drive in. Well,
you should
save it.
If you have it, you should add it to this podcast
episode.
Oh,
my
God.
Just
to show
over
it.
The top?
Absolutely not. I don't think you'll feel comfortable. I didn't feel comfortable.
Like just at the end,
nose.
At the end where it's like you put the subscribe, the end card is just Luis's nose being broken.
I'll get it in a month because we have a follow up, and
okay.
then I have to bring a USB drive. I was like, can't you just put that on Google Drive?
Yeah,
but no.
Dropbox.
Dropbox.
No,
I'm over Dropbox. Fuck Dropbox.
Are you wondering what your voice is gonna sound like once it's healed?
Yes, I'm very excited.
It's probably gonna be deeper.
It's gonna be not as nasally.
Well, yeah.
But yeah.
Not as nasally as normal? Or
yeah,
not as nasally
think,
as right
yeah,
now?
I think not as nasally as normal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
yeah.
It's going to be like a new sound.
Oh, my God, guys. So they put this thing in my nose first, and then I heard it crack. Like, oh, sorry, there's blood. Then they heard some cracking happening in my nose because they were breaking it. And then they went up past my eyeball.
Oh, my
into
God.
Into my forehead.
Oh,
you know
God.
There's sinus cavities in your forehead?
Yeah. That's why your head hurts when you have a cold.
Holy shit. So I was had my eyes closed. And then they went past my eyeball. And I just saw a bright light in my eyes. Like, oh, my God.
You're having a lobotomy is what was happening.
Yeah, oh, I felt like that.
I mean, that's how they would do lobotomies is through the nose.
Or through the eyes.
Yeah.
It was terrifying. I mean, I was numb for the whole thing, but you could still feel the pressure. You know,
yeah,
you
can
imagine like when you get your teeth numbed, like when you get your gut. Uh-oh, I'm bleeding.
Oh, Luis.
It's like when you get your teeth gum. Oh, my God. It's like when you get your gum numbed.
Do we have more napkins?
Oh, I got a
He's
whole.
He's got a whole roll of
I got okay, a whole okay. roll of Bounty napkins. Okay.
This is how devoted Luis is to doing the podcast.
I am. I'm sorry. I haven't been on the Slack. We've been so busy.
Yeah, I popped in like once, maybe like 3 weeks ago. Like, I miss you guys.
You have a fuzz on your microphone. I'm taking
guys,
it.
A podcast that I listen to, they have a Slack now. They're talking about Slack.
Really?
Yeah.
They stole it from us.
They did. They were like, oh, let's we stay late doing it. Let's do that. But they charge their Patreon members $20 to get
what?
On it. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's a way to make money,
I mean,
I guess.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I feel like we shouldn't ask our people for money.
No, we got like a solid like 20 people now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine.
It's like friendship group.
It is. It's like a big text message.
Everybody come back to the Slack. If you're still subscribed and you're like this thing pops up on your
I'm just gonna
subscription
at,
feed.
I'm going to at the general when we get yeah, home
and just
see who
like,
responds.
And just be like, hey, new episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to get back. Every time I try to get back, I get to work at like 9 or 9:30 or 10 because I'm trying to sleep. And then I'm trying to do all these emails. I try to go to Slack. And then I have all this other work I got to do. And then I get home. Oh, my God, it's so hard. I'm sorry. I want to be involved. But
yeah,
well, I feel like that's my life lately. It's like there's so many things I want to – there's so many things I know that I need to do or want to
yeah.
do. And it's just like every day is a fight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like I get – you know, and we joined a gym – So,
I did?
Yeah,
oh,
we joined
nice.
24-hour
fitness?
No, LA Fitness.
LA Fitness.
So the cool thing about LA Fitness is that the one near me in Hollywood is that they have a giant heated pool and a giant
Ooh.
Hot tub.
Ooh, that's
what?
Nice.
I just go swim.
Ooh, that's nice. That's nice.
That's great.
But it's hard because, like, okay, if I want to actually be productive at work, I can't get up earlier than 6:30.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know, and it takes me an hour and a half to get to work sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I can't go in the morning. Otherwise, I am not productive during
yeah.
the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel rested and I feel awful. Maybe for, like, one day or, like, 2 days. But then after that.
It's a toll.
It's a toll on my body and I just can't keep going. Then I can't. Then. By the time I get off of work and get home, it's already like 7:30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I eat dinner, and then it's 8:30.
And then you have to make a decision. You're like, do I like continue to like put out more energy, or do I rest?
Right. Well, and then there's all the other side projects that I'm
uh-huh.
trying to do in the meantime.
Which
also, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yay!
Congratulations. It's awesome.
Yes.
For those who don't know, Icarus, one of the games that I have been working on, just got bought by a publisher. So
yeah,
so that's gonna launch in February. We're gonna launch a Kickstarter for that. So keep your eyes out for that.
You learn how to do a Kickstarter.
I'm not doing the Kickstarter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, still you'll still have the sideways experience.
Yeah. So
because we might have to do that.
Hunters Entertainment that bought it, they're doing the Kickstarter, and they are masters of Kickstarter, and they're
awesome.
Really great. They did Kids on Bikes, which
yeah.
we played.
Woo!
They made Kids on Bikes, and so that's going to be through the same company.
It's very fun. I played it.
Yeah, we played it.
Yeah.
We were there. Yeah, he was there when we played it.
Yeah,
the
month of February, this whole podcast will be sponsored by
Icarus. Anyway, it's very exciting. It's something I've been working on for, you know, a little while now, and, like, it's been working towards it, so.
It's crazy, because if you listen, like, a couple of months ago, when it was just you and me, we were talking
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
You were just like obsessing over just civilizations and things like that.
Yeah.
And you made this game so quickly, and
it's crazy.
Yeah.
I find it interesting and fascinating because like you've been working on all these other games, but I feel like all those games, which are still amazing, still prepped you. It set you up for this game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like studying.
It's weird. It's like you do a bunch of stuff. You put your heart and soul into something.
Yes.
And then you just have to. I just had to like accept that this was the thing.
Uh-huh.
Once it happened, I was like, oh. Like, I was really excited that Icarus was the game that got taken because I feel like it's it's the best work I've done in game design so far, because it almost is the most simple. Like, I pared it down to what I took out all the fluff of stuff you didn't need and just gave, like, you haven't played it yet, but you played it.
I'm excited to play. I want to play.
Yeah,
like,
we should play on the podcast.
We should play it.
So I'm gonna get a playtest copy, and we're gonna play on the podcast.
Yeah.
But it puts a lot of onus on the players to create the world that we're in, and like the other stuff that I've been working on, it's all still. I mean, there's still stuff in development that I was working on beforehand, but it was just so strange that, like, the thing that I had almost spent the least amount of time on, and then it spent a lot of time on it. But what I mean is, like, the least amount of time out of the stuff, out of the games I had worked on, was the thing that ended up being the game that I felt was the strongest. But sometimes it just clicks. Like, sometimes it just happens, and it just, so
it's almost like it tricks you. You're like, well, that's too simple. And then you're like, that can't be it. And then you're like, but no, that's it.
I know you talked about it last time, but reiterating some points that I like about the game is that every time you play a lot of games, like, I want to win. I want to accomplish this mission. I want to get it done. This game, it's like, you're going to lose. The civilization will fall eventually, which makes a statement on life, which is pretty dope. Number two, it's like, it doesn't matter you're not going to win. It's how you play. And so, instead of trying to win, you tell a good story.
Yeah.
And then it's also very visceral because there's this whole idea of, like, using dice to build up a tower every time you make an action or fail an action, I believe.
Yeah.
And so there's this, like, jig element that's added to it as
well.
Yeah,
like, every time you, and we'll play it so you'll see, but every time you fail a roll, you have to add that die to the tower that's in the center of the table.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that tower grows and grows and grows. And so every time you fail, the society gets closer and closer to falling.
Uh-huh.
Which feels like then you're the one who has to take the die and go, am I going to be the one that collapses the civilization? Am I going to be the one that destroys everything? No, I'm not. And you let it go and it's done. Or you put it on, the whole thing falls. And so there's this really, like, it sort of feels, it's not competitive like some games are, but it has it's a cooperative game with a, like, competitive against physics.
Yeah.
Aspect where it's like,
it's nature.
Yeah, it's nature. You're fighting against nature, and that's the cool thing. Is like, oh god,
because this,
like,
is what humans do.
Is that there's like this parallel right between, like, what I think I talked about this before, but between, like, what happens in nature when animal populations get too high, and what happens when civilizations get to the peak of their civilization. They both do a thing where they have sort of an exponential curve that goes up, and then they're as soon as they hit that apex, they drop rapidly, right? And that is nature, and that is also humanity and civilization. And so to have that sort of reflected in this experience is what makes me so excited about it. Anyway, you can see I'm still excited. I've played this game so many times, and it still excites me.
It's literally a different game every time.
But we always know that it's going to fall.
What if you one day play a game and it, like, just, you run out of dice?
Impossible.
You can stack the dice, like, 19 high before they absolutely will fall. And for the published game, we're getting like special stuff. So you'll be able to have, it'll be cool. We'll do Kickstarter stuff and it'll be cool. So you'll have unique stuff to be able to do.
But I like that somehow, like, there's some, like, crazy physicist person
who stacks it just in the right way.
Well, if that happens,
you go get more dice. You don't end if you run out of dice. You go get more dice and you keep playing because the game doesn't end until the tower falls.
Somebody's going to have, like, the world's, like, greatest civilization, Icarus civilization, and it's going to be, like, something that's, like, two towers
so
long.
So then they'll
tweet at it and be like, look what we did, and then it'll collapse. And we'll be like, oh my god, though.
So here's the irony, right? The longer the game goes on, the worse the civilization becomes. Because things collapse.
That's amazing.
And there's a sense of, like, things do get out of control real quick. So you're dealing with three things, and then it becomes like seven things, and then 10 things, and they just keep branching off.
And you're trying to control different things, but they never. You can't save everything.
Yeah.
You can only try and save a piece.
Oh my god.
Or two. And even when you try and do that, the odds are stacked against you that you're not going to be able to, because you roll 1, 2, 3, or 4, and you fail. 5 or 6, you succeed. So
oh, so it's just your odds are just
it's
not
a
in your
one
favor.
Out of three chance yeah. that you're gonna that you're gonna succeed, a two out of three that you're gonna fail. But that's what the game's all about. It's like, and it isn't failing like when you fail it, for me anyways, it never feels bad necessarily because you know the premise.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
we all know what's happening.
Yeah.
We're on the same page. So anyway, it's an interesting like thing that we've. That we're able to explore with you know the mechanics reflecting the
secondary question.
Sure.
Would a child be sad playing this game?
So this is not a game for a child.
I just imagine like some poor like 8-year old.
No, this is definitely
playing, and then it's just like, what do you mean? Or so I like just figuring out and like learning the lesson. But that's how they learn the lesson of life is through.
Yep.
This game,
yeah.
I mean, like their crazy dad made them play.
I think with a mature child, you could play it. I've played this game. I've only played this game one time, where I stopped in the middle of it because the people weren't the right people to play the game, and
Whoa.
it has a very specific audience. But there is,
how did you do that? Where you're like, okay, we got to stop now.
Something else came up, and we were like, oh, we'll come back to it, and then I just took everything away, and we just did something else. But the reason why was because the people that were playing weren't the right audience.
Right.
Like the whole in order to play the game, you sort of have to have a mentality that you are all working together to tell a story. And that story is supposed to say something about the world and about society and about humanity. And you can go gonzo. Like, we've gone gonzo.
Uh-huh.
But you all know, are kind of, like, all doing it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a term.
Go gonzo.
Gonzo, yeah.
It's like, go weird.
Yeah.
Gone buck wild.
Gone buck wild. You can do that in the game, but everybody should
like
be
playing,
in agreement.
Is it like playing a D&D game, and then there's, like, one actual evil character, and you're like, man, this is going to make this game real hard?
Sort of. It's more
like...
you can
do it, but
yeah.
It's just not, like, it's not conducive to, like... actually being in a group together and like trying to tell
a
story.
It's just more like if because everybody's it's called a GM-less game, so there's no game master or dungeon master.
Mm.
But in actuality it's a GM full game because everybody's deciding how the game goes. So it would be like if you were playing with a GM who was and maybe it's just also the way that I like to run the game because I like games to have some sort of profundity, right? Like
yeah.
I like them to be in a way to say something,
yeah,
and to have a
because you're a writer,
right? And I want stories that are fulfilling, and I want characters to go on these things where they fail, but they fail trying to do the right thing, or maybe not even the right thing, but the thing that they want most,
yeah.
right? And it'd be like if you were playing D&D and you had two GMs and one of them. Was leading you through a dungeon, and the other one was telling you that every rock you stepped on made a poopy sound, and that all the characters are named, you know, Fart McFartface. You know, it's like that kind of, where it's just like your tone, the tone matters in the game,
yeah.
and not everybody was on the same page with tone, and
okay.
not everybody wanted the same thing.
As you
the
were
game.
Describing that, I'm like, that sounds like you taught a like 6-year old how to be a DM, and I'm like, I would play that game
oh,
with
no,
the 6-year old being a DM, being like, you've encountered Poopy McPootface.
Let me be very clear.
Like, oh my god,
that is a fun game. Like if everybody's aligned in the same way, that is a fun
like,
game.
But like
just,
they were taking it deadly serious because they're like they're just a kid who's just like trying to
right.
be like these are their demons, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like
oh yeah, they're
the teacher was in the classroom and she was
and she
real
assigned
mean
homework.
Yeah, and you're just like oh
and there
no,
was
but
a
that is
pop quiz.
But that is a game you can play, right? And it just is like not everybody at the table was down to play the same game, and that's okay. That happens
yeah.
sometimes, and it was a mistake on my part, because usually what happens is I talk about tone before we get started, and I just didn't. I just blanked
yeah.
and didn't talk about tone, didn't talk about what people wanted. And sometimes that's fine. Like, with us, it would,
yeah.
with us, it would be
we,
fine.
We know you.
Yeah,
we're
because,
like, okay, we know what Spencer
well,
wants.
And,
yeah.
we all have a capacity to think philosophically.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, if we were looking at a situation... You wouldn't just be like, oh, these citizens are being killed for no reason, and my thing is to protect the citizens. I want to give them all pillows, so that when they fall down or when they get stabbed, it doesn't hurt them.
Oh.
And you're like, I'm not sure that would really work. It was that kind of thing.
Oh,
I was just like,
no.
Not quite at like the you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
the philosophical level wasn't there. And so the game is harder to play unless everybody buys into like, yes, those pillows protect them.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going, I'm like,
unless you make the society where like the gunfights are pillow fights.
Right.
Right? Mm.
And feathers have got scarce.
And feathers are scarce.
So we need to go to the woods to find the feathers.
Right.
I went to pillows actually being like an acronym for something else.
Yeah, like pile.
Like it's not actually pillows. They're like just code name for something
else.
Oh,
well, yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? Like that's how I've. So anyway. So
we're all here trying to make it work. We're like, how do we make this work? How do we do it?
That's just like an example of why. Of a time in which I played it, and it just you have to be, and I've done this with many games actually, where like you just have to feel out the right audience for them, because every game has a market, right? Every product has a demographic, and so I was trying to push that demographic,
yeah,
and figure out how far I could take it, and you know, we're with the right group, that game would play fine,
yeah.
The game that they wanted to play, it just was like. The buy-in from the other players were like, wait, we're trying to tell a philosophical story or like an interesting story that feels realistic. Mm-hmm. And then there are, you know, one or two people who are going gonzo in ways that don't really match. And so we sort of had a discussion about where we wanted it to be, but it just, I don't know. It became a thing where I was like, I don't know if this is the right crowd to do this game.
Right.
Mm.
So anyway, that's literally the only time I've ever played the game. Where we've stopped in the middle,
wow.
and it was because I chose to
stop,
you know,
it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. It's game design is interesting because I'm learning that just like movies and just like comic books and just like everything has a genre,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like and an audience, and like playing different games, you learn like, oh, this is the kind of stuff that works with these people. This
yeah,
kind of stuff that doesn't. So anyway, you played Pathfinder before.
Yeah.
Right?
I like Pathfinder.
Yeah, Pathfinder's really crunchy.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's
Pathfinder?
It's the, it's like the, almost like the open source version of D&D.
Oh.
Because when D&D, I think, switched from 3. Whatever it was to like the newer systems and all that stuff, there's a lot of people who didn't like the newer systems.
Uh-huh.
They like, you know, they learned on 3, they like had, so they made Pathfinder, which kind of follows more of the 3.
Oh, is it system. Pathfinder the same thing from like Harmontown?
Yeah. Okay. And it's open source, so you could like
everybody could do it.
We could do a Pathfinder show and we'll not get legally in trouble, but if we do a D&D show,
right,
we can't call it D&D.
Right.
So a lot of people, when you want to play a D&D like show, you do Pathfinder. So that you could make money from
name.
It
yeah.
and save
right.
it. And they make money from the book publishing. Like, you buy the books. It's the same
Yeah, thing. It's Paizo.
Yeah. Paizo. And, I mean, it's fun. It's D&D.
Yeah.
It's literally
crunchy,
just D&D.
It's crunchy D&D. Or
and
like,
the rules are just, you know, it's like the DM needs to know the rules. But if you're just a player and
yeah,
someone gives you a Pathfinder
fine.
Sheet, you're like, oh, okay, make a character. Here are the stats. Go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Huh.
There you go. Yeah, little game history.
You little gamers. Little gamers. We learned something today.
So, Star, what have you been up to?
Yeah.
I
literally haven't seen you since last year.
I know. It's like 2 months. I got a job. I am now at World Star Hip Hop Snapchat channel.
Whoa.
So if you are on Snapchat, subscribe to World Star. You don't have to do that. It's okay.
But you can if you want
but
to.
You can. If you do, odds are the top story is designed by me.
Wow.
I'm learning a lot about like a lot of like hip hop culture, like deeper hip hop culture that I wasn't aware of. And man, we sure like those tabloid news. Sure do. It's,
yeah, you better cut the cap.
It's interesting.
Right? Is that a term you told me about?
Yeah,
cap?
It's like on cap means it means like no bullshit. I learned that
cap.
Today or yesterday.
This podcast
it all
is
blends
on
together.
Cap. What about that?
I don't
Can
know
I
if you're
that?
Saying it right.
This podcast is not cap?
I don't know.
This
I
podcast
just learned
is not
the
cap. Let us know down in the comments down below.
I just learned it like, yeah, yesterday. And I don't know
cool.
how old
that's
the
fun.
Term is. I just was like, either I'm real old or I'm just not as in tune with the culture as I thought I was.
How big, how many people are there? Is it like, what's
people,
the culture?
People are really cool. Everyone's really nice. Like, I mean, that's production, though. Like,
yeah.
Everyone usually, like, down in the trenches, we're like, well, we're all here together.
Yeah.
And, like, we're making cool stuff, and, like, we're trying to make it look the best we can. And like, that part's actually really, really nice. And they pay for lunches quite often.
What?
And
that's great.
Because they don't want us to leave.
Yeah, I know.
But, like...
that is often what happens.
But, like, hey, free lunch, I
will
take it.
Yeah, take it.
And yeah, it's close to home. I don't have like a crazy commute, which is
I know.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I've become a B-Spun protege, which is the
that sounds so epic.
Yeah.
It's not. It's an internship essentially. It's like pole dance internship. They just instead of calling it an internship, it's a protege.
Ooh.
I mean,
so yeah,
they should change all internships to be called protege.
Right? It sounds way fancier.
It sounds way. If I was like, oh, I have an internship at like, you know,
I'm a protege at Sony Pictures.
Yeah, like that's way cooler.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, protege. Yeah.
So in exchange for working about like 8 to 12 hours a week at the pole dance gym, like running the front desk and like tidying up, like it's like essentially like taking care of a dojo. Like that's
cool.
Kind of like how I've been like thinking about it. Like this is my space, but for doing that, it's like free membership, and I have access to the gym like pretty much whenever there's an open spot.
So you can
if I
practice anytime you
so
want.
So I can practice whenever I want. I get to take care of the thing. I get to be part of the business. I'm learning a part of the business. I have story ideas for you, by the way.
Ooh.
So I get to do that. So and I'm going to be in my first show in February.
What? Plug that show. When is it?
It's February 15th and 16th. You guys should come if you want to, but it's also pole dancing. You guys are in couples, so I don't know if that's the thing you want to do.
I would not be allowed.
But it's more like a Cirque du Soleil thing. That's
also,
more. It's more like that. It's more of a Cirque du Soleil. It's not. Like, I mean, there's dancers who are coming in who are going to be more like the sexy side of it. But legitimately, it's like it's more of like look at all the cool shit we can do.
Where is it at?
It's going to be at Avalon. It's the show recently got a name change from Pole Show LA.
Oh,
to
I saw the
Rise.
Name change. Yeah. I saw the poster too. It was
I
like
did that.
Epic.
I did the poster. I didn't take the photo, but I designed the poster.
Whoa.
Mostly for because we the owner realized for marketing purposes, it's like, hey, how about we market this more like a Cirque show than like a pole show? Because it's like people get spooked.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
of stigmas and blah 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 and all that stuff. So it's just like okay. Kind of shouldn't have been like a month before the show.
Yeah.
But you know, it is what it is. And like, I got to make a cool, literally the billboard on the side of the building. I got like designed it.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I'm going to be in the show. I'm going to be a bunny head, which is essentially like.
Oh, yeah. I see the Instagram.
Yeah.
It's like, honestly, it's kind of like being the tree in the school play.
So good.
Because I'm not like, everybody who ends up in our group, because what ends up happening is there's a bunch of different like, group pieces,
right?
And like different themes and stuff. And as they're progressing and learning the pieces, people are getting cut, and they end up in our group.
Oh no!
Because they still want to be part of the show. Like everyone's essentially volunteering to be part of the show.
Yeah.
And so like our group, like, but mind you, we were in this group from the get go because we were like,
right?
No, like we had an audition. This is like, okay, whoever auditions, you're getting in, but it's like where you're being put is
right,
essentially
right.
the. And it's just like I can't do a split. I can't do anything like fancy. So I
so,
like I'm in this group.
Well, you wear a bunny head.
You can't see and you can't breathe. It's real interesting.
So wait, but can you get upside down and do
yes,
all cool
yes, that's the one thing I have to do in the thing that I'm like
upside
practicing.
Down.
Yeah.
How? Where are you strapping into your?
You
chin?
Have like a little chin.
Oh, you have
strap.
A chin strap like a helmet.
Yeah, like we sewed in chin straps into it
that'd
so that like
cool.
you could wear it and it won't really. It kind of moves, but not as much. But like, if you see any, if you go to the show and you see any dancers holding on their ears and kind of flapping them, it's because we're readjusting the things on our heads so we could like. See.
Oh, and that's like the cover.
Yeah, that's the cover. It's just like
that's
ooh,
pretty great.
Okay, we're just really.
So
just
is
it
gonna be
up.
Like one or two people in the front and then around the edges is a bunch
well,
of bunnies?
Well, it's oh well, you're gonna kind of a little bit, but we're supposed to be doing things. You're gonna love this because like the song opening. Remember when you told me about Greatest Showman? So you told me about that, and then like they like I think like a week later they released like the remix versions.
I didn't like it.
Which that's which the only, but that's the only version I've heard are the remix versions. I haven't watched the real ones because of because I'm like I want to watch a movie.
You probably won't like the real ones because you heard the remix version.
Oh yeah,
first.
Yeah, for sure. But I really like
crazy
right? the Panic at the Disco like that first one.
I like it.
I was like, ooh, I like this. I was like, you know what, this would be a really good pole song. Okay, cool. And so when we had, when we were assigned our things. The lady running it, she asked everybody to like just give songs
No.
So I was like, I was listening to it at the time. I was like, oh, I'll put that down. Like, no one's ever going to do that. And she, like, and when we started doing it, she's like, okay, so I picked the song. She looked at me and she's like, she's like, thank you for this. This is a great song to open the show with. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Wow.
It really is. Like,
but
to get people
it's
going,
like,
this
going,
is the greatest show.
And it's, like, really moody and all this. Although, like, they're chopping it up to, like, extend it so it could actually do things with it. But, like, I keep touching the mic. Yeah, like, so, like, I was just like, oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Luis, like, influenced the show. Because he got
hilarious.
Me, like, he told me about this movie, and I wouldn't
that's
have listened
so cool.
to it otherwise.
Oh, man, that's so cool. I want to go there and be like, man, I touched that. Like, I did a little something.
Yeah,
that
and there's, like, so, like, we're bunnies. There's three unicorn heads. There's people wearing, like, these, like, in Our Number, which is the opening. It's just, like, random stuff. Like, there's ladies in, like, snow capes and, like, showgirl hats uh-huh. and stuff. So it's just, like, it's, like, a collage of people. And we all have to kind of, like, do this, like, little, like, routine. And then at the end, I have to, like, double climb up. There's somebody else on the pole above me. And we both have to, like, drop down at the same time with
oh,
the bunny
shit.
Heads.
Whoa.
That's our hardest part. That's the part where I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to fall off this pole. And it's going to be a nightmare. Or, like, I don't know. We'll see. Because we're
if you fall, at least,
like,
it'll be funny, right?
Yeah, it will be funny. And there's two nights. So it's like, if I fuck up on one night, maybe the next night it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Is
yeah.
it going to be, like, multiple? Like, how many songs are in each show? Like, you open with
I
the greatest show, then.
I actually don't know how many routines are
routines.
In it.
Routines is the word I was looking
yeah, for. Yeah, because there's a bunch of group ones, and then there's ladies and gentlemen who are coming in from around the world and doing, Whoa. Like, their own pieces.
Oh, so it's like an international show.
Yeah. Yeah,
this
yeah. That's
is
why
the greatest
it's like,
show.
It's that's why it's, like, show. It turns into, like, it's risethenight.com. Or PoleShowLA.com. That still works.
This episode is brought to you by The Rise.
But buy your tickets earlier. Earlier, the better, because every, like, 2 weeks, the prices go up.
What?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, right now, it's actually, it's, I think it's, like, $50.
$50?
Yeah.
Per person?
But I've been telling people on Instagram, hey, buy your tickets early. Like,
per
I've
person?
Been, yeah. And I can't get comps. I'm sorry.
What?
I tried. Okay. I was just like, fuck, I need to get comps. And they're like, we're not giving comps. Tell your comps or you're telling your friends to buy tickets early. I was just like,
right.
My friends are going to buy tickets because they're all like, and it's also like, I love my friends, but I'm like, my friends don't want to see me do this. It's like weird.
If it was a little bit cheaper, I'd like, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I don't expect anybody to pay to go. Like, it's a lot of money. But if you're interested and you're in town, if you're vacationing and you want to go see a big show, it's the days after Valentine's Day. It's a thing. You can do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll still try to ask, but I'm like, she's being real, like, no, because I think, like, there's so many performers in it that if uh-huh. she gave comp tickets, like,
oh right,
it would be like a lot.
Yeah,
and I think the teachers would have priority, like the
oh yeah,
like the main stars
before,
like,
the buddies.
Yeah,
yeah,
we are like literally like the bottom of the list of like hey, like our lessons for our first three rehearsals were literally just learning to walk in the heads.
Oh my goodness,
because. Yeah.
I should get out there, then they'll see how talented y'all are. They'll be like, all right, here's a normal person trying to pole dance. Here I go. And then I just fall. Like,
I mean, that's like everybody's first class.
Yeah. It's going to be really hard.
If you guys ever want to do that too, like, now I could sign you up. I'm in the system. I could plug you guys in.
I need to work on my core.
Yeah, that's what the class is
yeah,
for.
Yeah, I got no core.
I'm trying to
But
find...
You guys would take to it. Like, anytime a boy comes into the class and does it, they tend to be, like, way better than they should be for their first class because you guys have upper body strength.
Oh.
Even if you don't think you have it, boys just have better upper body strength in general. So, like, you're able to balance better in the beginning.
Maybe I'll do it after I get better.
Yeah, come in there like, can I take class?
Luis, have you seen that thing in The Office that has a bunch of movies on it? It's like a poster?
Yeah, it's like in 100 movies you gotta see. You scratch it off.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, you did it.
Because I'm trying to find. We had a message on the Slack about. Do you guys remember that we were tagged in a thing?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna find it. I'm on a search. It's in January 9th. I'm trying to find it. I've been scrolling through the Slack for the past 20 minutes.
If you go to the at You know what I mean? The little at thing.
Yeah, so the problem is we're tagged in the response.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, I'd be interested in hearing what they have to say about this. But I can't see the original message. So I'm trying to get to the original message.
Well.
I know. It's sad. But anyway, it was about like what we think of those. Let me. Oh, here.
Well, I'll tell you what movie got snubbed in the Oscars.
Which one? Do you think got
Paddington
snubbed?
2. Paddington 2.
They didn't get any noms? Not a one?
No.
Not a one.
But Paddington would be real proud of his friends.
Not even animation? Well,
Paddington 2
is. Spider-Man's going to win animation.
Paddington 2
yeah,
is.
Oh, my God.
Spider-Man's so fucking good.
We haven't talked about Spider-Man.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, guys, let's talk about Spider-Man.
Guys, I haven't seen Spider-Man.
You need to go see Spider-Man right now.
I know. I've been so bad.
You need to go see Spider-Man.
Please, let me know when you're going to go see Spider-Man. I will go see that
I've
again.
Seen it twice.
I've
and
seen
I
it twice
see
as well. Like, I would, like...
I don't have... This is the problem, guys. I don't have time to see Spider-Man. Like, where
you
am I?
You don't understand. Like, you
I know.
Have to see
it. You know what
this.
It was? We
have to see it. It's so good.
I know. Well, you know, I always...
It's Oscar-worthy.
It is Oscar-worthy.
I took... It won a Golden Globe.
It did.
It beat out Disney and like Pixar and like
it's,
DreamWorks.
But it's unbelievably good.
I know. I hear it's so good.
I saw it in 3D and I saw it in no, I saw it twice in 3D.
Really? You went all 3D?
Well, I have the AMC pass.
Oh, okay.
This podcast brought to you by
the A-list.
Right, AMC A-list. No, it's actually really great because I get to go and I can see a 3D movie. I can see the Dolby Atmos movies.
Oh, I love
that's
the Dolby.
Awesome.
And it's $5
if I saw more than one
movie.
$20.
If I saw more than one movie every like 2 months, I would do it. But
you can see one movie and it pays for it. You go to
IMAX.
Yeah,
but like you
got to
go at least once a month. I've like noticed my movie going pattern.
Oh, you don't go once a month?
No, I go about like once every 2 months.
Okay.
So I'm like, well.
It makes sense.
Except for when I saw Spider-Man, I was like, I'm going to go see that again like within a week.
I got to see it. Well, it's because what happened was is we saw a lot of Marvel movies and I was like, okay, Sarah, we'll go watch like, you know. Some real movies. You know, we saw like The Favorite, you know, which is really good.
Did you like The Favorite?
I like The Favorite.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's so the same guy who did The Lobster and Sacred Killing of a Deer.
Whatever. Yeah,
The Killing of a Sacred Deer. And this one's a little bit better. Well, whatever. I will say this: it's a different writer. Like he wrote the other first two. So if you were like, I'm not a fan of that, he didn't write this one. So he just directed it. Which you know, like that combo sometimes works out.
Yeah,
is it nothing it did
you
for
think
this
it's
one?
Win?
No.
Which one do you think is going
to
win?
I don't know. I actually don't know all the nominations, to be honest.
I'm trying to remember the ones that I know Green Book was nominated. Boo Green Book.
I'm going
to
look it up.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it because what's his name? Viggo Mortensen said
Mortensen?
The N-word at one of the premieres.
What?
Yeah. Like he was trying to like not like calling anybody that, but he was said the word within the context of like trying to explain like the time period. Uh-huh. And everyone was just like. Oh,
right.
You still can't say that word, dude.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ooh, I don't. You just like said that like you're comfortable saying that. So yeah, I'm not gonna see that. And like mostly because it's not actually about the Green Book.
I don't even know what that references to.
So the Green Book, and I'm not spoiling anything because the movie's not really about it. Back in more segregated times, and I think it kind of still exists in a way. If a person of color, particularly black people, wanted to drive through the South, that could be a very dangerous, deadly thing to do.
Uh-huh.
So the Green Book was essentially a motorist guide for black people of location, like hotels, restaurants, places that you could stop that were essentially safe.
Oh my God.
Like places that would sell things to you, places that you could go and like you won't like get fucked up.
Yeah.
So it was essential for especially the time period when everybody started doing road trips.
Yeah.
Like that's the Green Book. The movie is not about that.
Right.
It's in the movie because
right.
It's about like a white driver taking
Viggo.
This musician.
Cause the writer,
around.
The writer who wrote it, it's about his dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but apparently they didn't consult like the black people's family for it and all this stuff. Like there's a lot of like behind the scenes
drama
around it.
Yeah.
But for me, like, it's just, like, the title alone was just, like, you didn't talk about the actual
right.
thing. Like, apparently there's, like, one scene where, like, Viggo's character, like, uses it.
Yeah.
But they don't really, like, address.
Huh. They just thought it was a good title. And they were like, let's use that as a title. But
yeah.
It has nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm going to read the nominations. for anybody who doesn't know what
they are. And now, the 2018 Oscar nominations.
For Best Picture.
I'm going to try to do it as a deep movie. Okay,
2019.
In Best Picture.
Black Panther.
Yes. Yeah. Although I don't think it's going to win.
Black Klansman.
I haven't seen it, but that's also...
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No. It's What's-His-Face's first nomination
it's
ever.
It's crazy.
Who?
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee?
What?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I liked it.
I mean, I liked it. It hurt.
Right. No, yeah. Well, yeah. It was a very good movie is what I mean.
It was a very good movie.
I liked it.
I figured I will watch it eventually. Here's the thing, guys. I'm real bad at watching Oscar now movies because I like my action and my comedies. I like, if I'm going to pay for stuff, I like to feel good when I leave the theater. Yeah. And a lot of these it Oscar movies are about feelings and making you think and like,
no, it
which
definitely
is
left
good.
Me sitting there. I was like,
oh,
yeah. God.
Afterwards, we just sat there.
What type
like,
of world?
Yeah, like, it's good to have those things. I'm glad they exist, but like, for me, especially when I'm paying money for it, I'm like, I don't want to have these feels right now.
So what was interesting about Black Klansman is that it did the whole movie, right? And then at the end, there is a montage of modern day stuff.
Oh yeah, I heard.
And it just like ties everything we just watched into what's happening now, and you're like,
yeah, it was
yeah,
like
still, what
it,
that's still happening, guys.
No, yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
It is still happening, but it just becomes so unbelievably apparent.
Yeah,
like
it's heavy.
It's in a way that everybody needs to see, because especially somebody like me that is white and middle class.
I was just like, of all the people in this table who need to see it, I was like, yeah, Spencer kind of needs to see it.
So I'm glad.
And I was like, and
so
Luis probably needs to see it, like, but, see like
it.
A little bit, you know, like, but Luis probably gets it like a little more. I was like, I know what that movie's about. Yeah. I know. I'm good.
But just to be like, to be reminded so viscerally.
Yeah.
Of how much nothing has changed when it feels like so much has changed.
Right.
You know, it feels like so much should have changed, and it just hasn't.
I've been in a mood where I'm like, crazy. I've been real like, I was just like, I don't know how you fix anything. Like that's also been like my outside like, I don't get it.
Anyway, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh yeah, I saw that movie.
You did.
Recently.
What'd you think? I haven't seen it.
A lot of people don't like it. I thought I liked it, but the thing is because
mixed.
The thing is, I didn't know the story of Freddie Mercury. So when I watched it, I was getting a lot of information from him. So just about his life, and I know all of it's not like 100%, but I was like, it was very into what was going on in his life. And then I started listening to Queen all the time. Now I was like, holy
Queen's
shit,
great.
They wrote that song.
Yeah.
Like
Queen's
every
so
time
good.
With Queen, like Fat Bottom Girls.
Yeah,
you didn't know that was Queen?
No, I thought it was like a Southern rock song. Oh, like you know what I mean? Queen. The way that they play it, it sounds like a Southern rock like Lynyrd Skynyrd or some sort of like beer, like I'm out, you know, fucking roasting some barbecue, you know, in
I
the
feel like
in
everybody,
Georgia.
Everybody has that experience when they finally get into Queen where you're like, holy
Queen,
shit.
Queen is they're the type so of band where good. You're like, holy shit, they made that song? Holy shit, they made that song? Like they did another one that's pretty like rockabilly that I can't remember too. But every time I heard it, I was like, holy shit, I know they did that.
Did they address him being... what it was like to be a gay man in that time?
Well, it was very interesting because I didn't like his whole coming to term, like him becoming that. Like originally, he was with this woman who really loved, you know, and he fell in love with this.
He was bisexual, right?
Yeah, but then he like really became. He was bisexual, but midway through, he really accepted that, you know. I don't know. I want to say properly.
Who he was?
Like, who he was? You know what I mean? And just was with men all the time and. But he still had so much love for this one girl from the very beginning.
Huh.
And they were very close. They would treat her like a close love friend. It was almost like a different type of love, you know?
Interesting, yeah.
And so it's just interesting to see the dynamic and how, like, other people in the band contributed. Because usually you think it's just, like, the one person making all the songs. But you hear, like, everybody putting their intake. Like, the bassist made that one song, Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that seems then, like it would be him.
Bom,
yeah,
bom.
It's like, hey, I have this, guys.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I mean, just overall, you know, if you know the story about Freddie Mercury, you'd be like, oh, I like that movie.
Right.
But, you know, I liked it.
It was enjoyable.
So maybe for next October Halloween time, you might want to go to Halloween.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because my favorite band, Jukebox the Ghost, does a set as Queen.
What?
Yes, for Hollow Queen, and the lead singer Ben Thornwell sounds real close to Freddie Mercury. I think it's like, I'm not gonna say like I think it's real close because it's like, well, how am I gonna? There's no way to actually compare it, but like for a good show, and you're like, this is as close as I'm gonna get right now, and everyone in the audience is having a great time, so it's fun.
Have you heard the guy on YouTube who does the Freddie Mercury covers, and he sounds just? I'll send it to you. Sounds just like him. It's insane. I've never heard somebody sound so close. Anyway, next one is The Favorite, which we talked about.
Oh yeah, very good.
Green Book, which we talked about. Roma. Anybody see Roma?
I saw Roma.
I need to see it.
How was that?
It was also very good. Okay. I thought it was about
Italy.
Was that
in the theater, or you watched it at home?
I watched it at home on Netflix. I thought it was about Italy.
What was it about?
It's about Mexico City.
Oh,
It's about a borough, like
it's
like
Alfonso Cuarón. So
It's basically like
that makes way more sense now.
Yep,
it's just like Mexico. Oh yeah.
It's like a little town called Roma, and I think it's just about kind of his life a little bit.
Yeah.
So I will just watch it. It's very enjoyable. It's
quick side.
He like
about
wrote it, directed, edited. He did the cinematography. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Quick side note, side backtrack to Bohemian Rhapsody. The director was recently more accused of sexual harassment.
Bryan Singer?
Yeah, some more stuff came out today.
Bryan Singer directed that movie?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so just heads up, like, you know.
I mean, I have a screener. So I watched the
you're
screener.
Fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
So I didn't you know.
No. You did also you didn't know. You clearly just didn't
know.
So like but just like heads up for like
for
folks
not,
who like
he's
you
not
know.
Good news.
No.
Yeah, he's known for being
he's apparently still gonna direct Red Sonja and it's just like please stop giving him stuff. Please he like hurts people.
Yeah, no, that's not I'm that's sad. Okay, so
was there another one?
There's yes,
another
there
one.
Is another one. A Star is Born.
I haven't seen that one either.
Did you see A Star is Born?
But I know a lot of people love it.
You saw A Star is Born.
I saw A Star is
Born.
I know a lot of people love it.
Yeah, it's really
I don't think
good.
It'd be my kind of movie.
You wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I don't think I would like it.
No. There's some like moments where I'm cringing. Like when someone's accepting an award.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I was cringing. Oh, I was down in my seat. I was like, oh, my God, if I was there.
It feels
so
real.
It feels very real.
Yeah.
And God damn it, Bradley Cooper is so talented.
Oh, he's so talented.
He directed it, wrote it, acted, performed it. Like, holy shit.
I think he'll get Best Actor.
I think Lady Gaga's going to get a...
I think she's going to get the
Oscar.
But I don't think...
An EGOT.
But I don't think they're going to win the Oscar, but I think those actors will win their own rewards.
She was so good.
She's like, so good. She's so genuine, and she's so like effortless about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she doesn't really try it. She's just like I think as an artist, she's already very genuine in what she writes and sings. So when she's acting, it's like it comes to her very easily.
Well, and it felt very autobiographical for her. Like it's not written about her life. It's actually it's been remade like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
But it like suits
like
her.
The 20s, but the story is like her story.
The concept of her like. Making fun of her nose, we're like, I won't be famous because of my nose.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, that really happened.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like, oh, you won't be famous because of your nose, which I think is bullshit.
If you ever see the first Lady Gaga music video, her makeup is contoured in such a way that her nose is not as apparent.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then after every video after that, you could see more and more, like, she's like, oh, I'm making money. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And, like, you see that she, like, almost, like, enhances
I
it.
Can't believe that's a
well,
thing where
see...
people are like, You can't make because your nose.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, people do that shit.
Anyway, really, I thought it was really well done. I cried.
Yeah, I cried too.
It was heavy. I didn't expect it to be as heavy as it was, but oh my God! By the end, it's just like fucking torn apart.
Yeah.
It's very.
If you
good
need to cry, everyone needs a good cry.
Yeah, if you need a good cry.
This is the movie
it's
to
a
watch.
Good movie to watch for a good cry. And then Vice, which I haven't seen.
I haven't seen it either.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it, but
well,
I've also heard mixed. I've heard mixed, but more
I've
on the good.
Mixed.
I've heard it's fine.
I've heard mixed.
I've heard it's fine.
I've heard mixed, but more like people going like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Not nobody saying, oh, it's awful. It's just
right.
Like either it was like, oh, this was good, or it was like, all right.
Best director is going to be really fast. Alfonso Cuarón for Roma. Yorgos, sorry if I mispronounce his name. Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite,
uh-huh.
Spike Lee for Black Klansman, Adam McKay for Vice, and Paweł Pawlikowski.
I hope Spike Lee gets it. I feel like Spike Lee finally needs to get it.
He needs to get it. Best actress, again, sorry about the pronunciation, Yalitza Aparicio.
Roma?
Aparicio. Glenn Close for The Wife.
Which
She won over Lady Gaga, right?
And then for the critics awards, Lady Gaga and her both won. It was a tie.
Oh.
So they both got the award.
That's awesome.
It was very cool.
Olivia Colman for The Favorite. Lady Gaga for A Star Is Born. And Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me?
What?
Out of left field.
You know what, though? That's great for Melissa McCarthy get that nom.
Did you see that movie?
No.
Oh, it was great.
Really? You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it at one of those theaters. Okay, you know how you go to the mall and the theaters are like,
here you go. You want to see movie with Melissa McCarthy?
Here you go. Here's a movie for $3.
Uh-huh.
And you could go to a tiny theater and you could see a movie. And so we went because it had Melissa McCarthy in it and it was getting great ratings. And it was so good.
Wow.
It was really good. She and her co-star, who I think is also nominated, were both so good. In fact, here he is. Christian Bale for Vice. Bradley Cooper for A Star Is Born. William Dafoe for An Eternity's Gate. Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. And Viggo Mortensen for Green Book. Oh, his Best Supporting Actor. That's who it was. So, Best Supporting Actor, I'm going to go. I mean, I think Bradley Cooper's.
Yeah, I think Bradley Cooper's going to win that one.
Best Supporting Actress, Amy Adams for Vice. Marina de Tavira for Roma. Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk, which was robbed at all the other things.
I haven't seen it.
They got a Best Supporting Actress nom.
It's like a romance, like tragic romance.
Yeah. Emma Stone for The Favorite. Rachel Weisz for The Favorite. Best Supporting Actor, Mahershala Ali for Green Book. Adam Driver for BlacKkKlansman. Sam Elliott for A Star Is Born. Richard E. Grant for Can You Ever Forgive Me? And
that's a really good Sam Elliott.
That's all I can do one. I can always imitate one time, and they're like, do it again. And I'm like, I can't.
I was like, it took a second to like register.
Yeah,
and like, that was really good.
Richard E. Grant for Can You Ever Forgive Me? And he's very good in that too. In fact, if you have the chance to see that movie, you should see that movie. It's interesting. Sam Rockwell for Vice. Who plays George
Bush. W.
Best Original Screenplay, The Favorite, First Reformed, Green Book, Roma, and Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Best Adapted Screenplay is A Star Is Born, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, which you talked about before.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that was supposed to be a
TV series.
Yeah, and it ended up being a movie.
Wait, that's adapted?
Yeah.
Whoa.
BlacKkKlansman, If Beale Street Could Talk, and Can You Ever Forgive
Me? Maybe one day Ruby will be on that list of best adapted.
Just throwing that out there, universe.
Come on, man. Come on.
You know what I thought was also really a really crazy movie that I enjoyed a lot and that I wished was on here was and I think it would have been an original screenplay, was, what is it called?
Paddington 2.
Paddington 2. No, it sounds like Can You Ever Forgive Me? Sorry to Bother You.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Did you see that?
No, but I heard people, like I said, I don't watch real movies, you guys. I don't watch movies that make you
that
feel
movie,
things.
That movie is one of the most
insane
movies I've seen in a long time.
What is it called again?
Sorry to Bother You. It's about, I know partially about code switching.
Yeah, it's about a guy who works at a telemarketing agency and has to learn to use a white voice so that he can get further in his telemarketing career, and he can impersonate a white person's voice really well.
So it's kind of like BlacKkKlansman.
It's like sort of in like that. It has that,
but it's
racial,
more it's absurdist. About like code switching and like what that means.
It's an absurdist movie where. By the end,
but it's weird.
It is as far left field as that movie could have gone.
Yeah, I've heard. That's the thing. I want to see it because somebody was like, it gets weird.
Like when he's doing that, just to give you an example, when he's doing the telemarketing thing, he picks up the phone and then his desk drops into the house of the people he's calling. And they're having a conversation like on the phone across from each other.
Oh.
But like you're seeing like as though his desk crashed into their house.
Well, that's kind of cool.
So, yeah, it has some really cool moments like that. But then the end is just wild bonkers. It's crazy. Let's go through best hair, makeup and hair, Border, which I haven't heard of, Mary Queen of Scots, and Vice.
I'm surprised Crazy Rich Asians hasn't been nominated for any of that.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Best Costume Design, Ballad Buster Scruggs, Black Panther, The Favorite, Mary Poppins Returns for Best Costume Design, and Mary Queen of Scots.
Yeah, I feel like, at least somewhere in here.
Yeah, Best Cinematography, The Favorite, Never Look Away. Anybody seen Never Look Away?
Nope.
Ooh, I have a hiccup. Roma, A Star Is Born, and Cold War. Again, don't know what Cold War is. No idea. Sorry, Cold War. Sorry, Lucas.
I know it's an Amazon studio.
Oh, is it? Okay.
That's all I know.
Best original foreign song. Language. Which I wanted. What's Up Danger or is What's Up Danger an original song? No, whatever the original song is.
You know who's gonna win.
Well, it's the other one, Elevate.
That's what it is. Yeah,
I'm on the deep end.
All the Stars, Black Panther, I'll Fight, RBG, The Place Where Lost Things Go, Mary Poppins Returns, Shallow.
Shallow, that's going to win.
When a cowboy trades his spurs for wings, the Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah. And the best original maybe the score. Sunflower one. I forget what it's called.
I don't know, but
I think that one was made
every,
for the movie.
Every song in... Spider-Man.
I don't even want you to say. I want Luis to go in pure.
No,
every
guys,
song is so
Shallow
good.
Is gonna win. Shallow, well,
but I'm saying that's not nominated. It should have been nominated.
Oh, it should have been nominated.
Best original score: Black Panther, Black Klansman. If Beale Street Could Talk, Isle of Dogs. Yeah,
Isle of Dogs was real good.
It's very good. And then best documentary: Free Solo. Anybody seen Free Solo?
Oh, I hear it's very good.
It's very good though.
It's very good.
Hail County. This morning. This evening. Don't know it. Minding the Gap. Don't know it.
I've heard of Mind the Gap.
A Fathers and Sons. Don't know it. I got to watch these. I love documentaries.
I've heard Minding the Gap. It's in the UK, but it's about like skater culture in the UK.
Oh, cool. RBG.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I always think Red, Green, Blue when I hear that.
Yep,
I'm
me
like,
too.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, no, that's the person.
You know, what's it called? That one movie, A24 movie, Jonah Hill directed.
90s?
Yeah, mid-90s. I saw that.
You liked
it? It was okay. Yeah. It was good. It ended very suddenly, but it was good. Best animated feature, Incredibles 2, Isle of Dogs, Mirai, Ralph Breaks the Internet, and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I need to see Mirai.
I need to see Mirai, too.
But,
again.
But of those movies, yes, I've seen pretty much all of them, and Spider-Man should win that.
Spider-Man should win that. There are a bunch more, but...
Paddington 2. Yeah. Where's Paddington 2?
Wreck-It Ralph 2 was cool.
I didn't see it.
So good. It's cute. It's a cute movie. Incredibles 2, real good, but not as good as the first one.
So there is a list of 100 bucket list movies. We're not going to do it tonight.
Oh,
but,
God.
But we should go through and find our favorites from this list and talk about them because there's some really good ones on here that I haven't talked about in forever.
I think me and Sarah talked about like getting that and then like doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I need to watch.
So bucket list movies isn't like movies we've always wanted to watch?
It's like someone made like this poster.
Yeah, here.
Like,
I kind of saw the image of it.
Yeah, it's like so golden. It's like a Colby posted it on the Slack. It's like a post. It's bad. This is more like the color. It's bad lighting. Or it's just inaccurate.
But do we
lighting.
Pick which movie or like what?
So
like
you're
what?
Supposed to see all of them and then scratch off the ones that you watch, right?
Oh, this
yeah.
is like
yeah.
classic movies that we were supposed to watch.
Well, no, because The Dark Knight's on there too.
It is like, Shawshank Redemption. Dark. This is just the first row. Shawshank Redemption.
Do you
want to
just say see it?
City of
seen
God.
It? Or not?
There's
it's
100
a lot
of them.
It's
so
100
just
of
for
it.
The first row.
For the first row. Okay. Shawshank Redemption.
I seen it.
Yes. The Dark Knight.
Yes.
City of God.
Like
no.
Yes. Film School. City of God.
No, I haven't seen it.
Amelie.
Yes.
Yes.
12 Angry Men.
No.
No.
Nope. None of us have seen that. We gotta watch it. Blade Runner.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You like Blade Runner.
A Clockwork Orange.
Yes. No. Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
Okay.
No.
I watched like
I don't want to see people sticking things in eyeballs.
And then
you should not see this movie, Star.
No, I'm like I don't think I'd be good at it.
The Deer Hunter.
No.
No.
Oh no, I've seen scenes. I haven't seen the whole movie.
Casablanca.
No.
Yes.
No.
Film School. Okay, we'll do the next row next time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. That was good. That's solid.
But yeah, there are so many good movies out. You saw Aquaman.
Aquaman. Yeah, I
haven't seen it either.
I'm not a DC movie person, but here's the thing: I've heard really good things. I've heard like it like leans into its kind of cheesiness in like a fun way. Like I've heard like it's just fun.
Yeah, he used Pitbull in the song as a joke. So that's the type of movie that's happening.
Yeah, I will eventually see it.
How about
is the battery?
Yeah, I'm just gonna check the camera real quick.
Oh, okay,
you keep going.
How
the camera's
was,
like, hey, we haven't done this in a while.
Did you guys see? Did you see Bumblebee?
No, I'm not. I've never watched a Transformer movie.
So Bumblebee got it like a 94%.
I've heard because it's not written or directed by the same dude.
No,
it's like a completely different.
I'm really excited to go see it. I'm gonna try and see it this weekend.
I'm just like I've just never been a Transformer person.
You know,
I don't think I'm the audience.
I really haven't either. But if a movie has a 94%. I'm willing to go see it.
I'm sure it's good. I'm just like, I don't really care about giant robots.
And then I'm sad that Glass did not get better reviews.
I've heard several reviews.
Got bad reviews.
I've heard if you go in with no expectation. Well, this is actually what I heard, and thanks to my friends Tom and Dave, who have a We Just Watched podcast.
So oh yeah, that's right.
Plugging them.
What's it called?
It's called. It's on. In feeds and stuff, it's called Story Mode. However, it's like they have like multiple podcasts in like one feed.
Oh, okay.
So with it, it's Story Mode when you're searching for stuff. But if you look for We Just Watched with Tom and Dave, you'll find the SoundClouds and all that stuff. They review movies just right after they've watched them. But they did Glass recently, and they were like, Bruce Willis clearly, like, the budget was too small. And Bruce Willis needed to be in it more. He's not in it as much. So as
a result,
not
afford him?
Yeah, pretty much. Like you could tell, like they couldn't afford to have him,
so
and like
dumb.
Whatever story that
he
would have originally, like it. They said it felt like there was originally a story that was there that had Bruce Willis's character bigger.
Yeah,
and it would have been better for it, but because they couldn't do that, they had to like switch it up to focus on Glass.
Come on, dude.
Which as a result, like they were like, he's an interesting character. It's interesting, but it just would have been better if. They could have had more Bruce Willis, like as a part of that world and structure and all that stuff. Like there's only apparently like three locations in it.
Weird.
So like it's a lot. So it's kind of like they praised it for not being out of the box. It's kind of one of those. They were very glad that it wasn't conventional, and like there was a lot of like weird and like it wasn't like a normal way to tell a story. They liked all that. They were bummed that it didn't work because they want more people to do stuff like that and to like really try and like kind of break the genres and like do different things.
Again, I feel about Blade Runner.
But it just didn't work.
How I feel about Blade Runner.
Yeah, like Blade Runner. I like Blade Runner because it's beautiful and weird. It's just a weird movie. But I understand why it did not do well in box office. Like I was like, oh, this is not a quote-unquote good movie.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good because it's different.
Yeah. And wish it worked.
Yeah. It's like you were like, damn, like I could see like you just need some structure changes or something.
Ugh, it hurts.
But it's
so
just
bad.
Weird. And 2049 kinda had a similar vibe. But I kind of appreciated that it was just as like broken. Like it was broken in the same kind of way. And I'm like, I get it. Like this is fine. It's beautiful.
I can't wait for a Dune movie.
Dune.
Did they already do that movie?
Well, I mean, they've tried to do it a bunch of times.
They did it one time.
It's like the impossible movie
to make.
Yeah, but I really want them to make a good Dune movie.
Guys, I just found out. Sorry, because you're talking about movies that are coming out. I saw a picture of the new Aladdin movie.
Oh, it looks real bad, right?
I want them to stop doing this to the movies.
I love Will Smith, but I don't think that he's right for the genie.
I love Will Smith too, but you are
in that image,
you are absolutely correct. From my understanding, he never appears in the movie like that.
Well, no, there's one scene
where he's like that.
Yeah, which is why they showed that picture.
Nope, never mind.
He's not gonna be blue.
He's gonna be blue. He's supposed to be blue the whole movie.
I mean,
but like, there's like one scene where he like,
it's
I guess
not even
like,
his look. It just
gets like down to earth with Aladdin, and so he like
the,
looks
the
human.
The problem
for
is they're trying to they're. If there's anybody who could rival Robin Williams, I mean, Will Smith.
Oh, they're not going to make, he's not going to be Robin Williams.
I know,
he's going to be
like,
Will Smith as the genie, which is like that's the way you do it if you're going to do it.
Yeah, but still, like, it's, I don't know, it's hard.
Yeah. I don't like these live action remakes, but yet here I am kind of excited for Lion King. But
what
out
if
of
Jack
all
Black did it?
What, did Genie?
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm
going to say I would go see that over Will Smith.
To me, it's in the same camp as Will Smith. I'm like, I would enjoy watching his version of it, but it just won't. Like, the comparison will always be there.
Yeah, I think I'd just rather watch School of Rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he could play it, but I think I'd just rather watch School of Rock.
Yeah. I don't like all the live action remakes. It to me, like, part of the joy of these movies was because it was hand-drawn and animated and all that.
I'm not interested in Dumbo. I'm not interested in Aladdin.
Lion King I'm only interested in because it's technically not live action. They're
calling it's animation.
It's still animation. And the voice cast that they have for it is so, like,
so crazy.
I need to hear all these people sing the Lion King soundtrack. Like, Beyonce is Nala. Are you kidding me? You know she's going to sing Circle of Life. It's going to be so good. I just want the soundtrack. I don't actually need the movie. I just need all those people singing.
Have you guys seen the trailer for A Dog's Way Home?
Oh, no. God.
Can we please talk about the trailer for A Dog's Way Home?
What happened?
Oh, no.
So, movie actually got fairly okay ratings, which I was surprised at, but I think it's just a child. It's just
it's
a kid's movie.
It's a trailer that plays before the Spider-Man movie.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a lost dog.
Who finds his way home.
So,
but the whole trailer is the whole movie.
Sadly, the person who does the voice in the trailer is...
It's a talking dog.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Uh-huh.
I am a fan of Bryce Dallas Howard. I think she's very talented. This trailer,
it's
might be the worst trailer.
It's so bad.
I've ever seen in a movie.
What?
Theater.
But if you were like 5, that's who I was imagining that movie was for. It's for 5-year-olds and parents of like children.
Because it just tells the whole movie.
It's
or
literally
what?
It's the whole movie. You
okay,
don't have to
not
see
only
the movie.
Is it not only is it the
hammy?
Whole movie, but there it is. It is a dog chewing on a shoe, and she's like, "Oh, this is my favorite game to play, chew the shoe." And then the guy comes in, and he's like, "You better stop chewing on that shoe." And she's like, "Oh, we're playing now." It's literally the trailer.
What?
Yeah, the trailer's about a guy who finds a dog, and the dog is narrating the trailer.
Uh-huh.
And like she's like, "This is my life with my owner. He's the best."
It reminds me of like of one of those like super low budget movies.
Yes.
Like what are they called? The ones where like
a talking dog, a talking cat.
Yeah, talking cat. It reminds me of that, but
with a real movie budget.
I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
When I started watching that show, I was like, "Oh, this is like a what's it called? Not a Will Ferrell movie, but like a
it's like a parody.
Like a Tim and Eric, like it's going to turn into like a Tim and Eric movie."
It had a moment though that was like
It did. You're right.
Essentially like the dog gets lost and like some people take it and it's like super far away from its owner. So the movie is the dog essentially going through the mountains and all and like kind of like having adventures on the way to get home.
Oh, okay,
the dog gets home because you see it at the end of the trailer.
Okay.
But like an in time for clearly the guy's wedding. Like it's like one of those where you're like, it was like, well, clearly he's about to get married. He misses his dog right now. Like it's like one of those where you're like, okay. Spoilers, because if you watch the trailer, I'm just going to say what's in the trailer.
No spoilers. The trailer literally gives the movie away. Entire movie.
It's like a group of guys like pick up this dog after it ran away because it chased a squirrel. And
that's how it disappears.
It chases a squirrel.
Squirrel! And it runs away.
And it got lost. Some dudes pick it up. It's like, oh, what a great dog. We should rescue this dog.
And what does that dog do? Does he like okay? Or is he like, no?
Well, it's like lost.
He steals some burgers off a barbecue. That's what he does.
Yeah. Oh. So the dog is like taken to a new family. The new family is, this dog's great, but the dog is sad because it misses his owner.
Yeah,
and it
escapes
again, and then has to go through the mountains.
And then it
fights some wolves.
Yeah,
and then befriends a mountain lion.
Yeah,
a CG mountain lion.
What?
Like, clearly CG mountain
like
lion.
Like very CG mountain lion.
I promise
lion.
You, this dog cannot fight wolves. It can't do it.
It can't do it. There's
no
way. Oh, no,
because the mountain lion saves it. That's the twist.
And then they become friends.
And they become real good friends. They, like, cuddle and everything. You're like, what the
There's
fuck?
There's a scene of them, like, cuddling with each other, and you're like, this feels not real.
Yeah, and then he stops and helps some other people, and then, like, he gets home just in time for his
own
wedding
day. But it's even better than that, because at the very end of the trailer, after he's gone through all this stuff and the music is swelling, right?
Yeah.
We see the owner from the beginning, and he's in a tuxedo. He's clearly about to get married, and he turns, and he goes, is her name Bella? Your name
gotta
is Bella.
Be.
And he, like, it might be Bella. I think it's Bella. He turns, and he goes, Bella? And then we see Bella running over a hill of a street, you know, like a street crescendos and comes down. And Bella's running over the top of the hill, and he's like, Bella! And then the trailer ends.
And you're like, there it is. That's the movie.
The title, like, fades in beautifully. Like,
I feel like that trailer was meant to be, like, this is, like, our, like, pitch trailer for like
it feels like a pitch trailer,
like it's
exactly
like,
what it feels
it
like.
It feels like this was supposed to be sent to like companies to be like, this is what the movie's about for marketing purposes, like this is like the main, this is the story, so you know, like internally what this is. Great. So you know the points, or like if you're if someone's gonna go on an interview, like and you don't want to watch the movie, like here's the movie, go. And it somehow got released.
Yeah. It's worth watching.
Okay.
You should go watch anybody who's listening or watching, go watch it because it is
Honest to God, one of the worst. Like you're going to go see Spider-Man, and there was like there was a bunch of weird trailers.
Yeah, weird trailers.
Like it was like a religious trailer too, and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Is that the one about the volleyball team?
Is it?
I don't know.
No, there's a religious trailer about like a kid in a coma, and like the whole town prays, and like that
and then
was
he
like
saved.
Well, it's about like the struggle of all these like people trying to keep faith when like this kid is like in a coma.
Okay.
Like that, but it was very. I was like,
but
this
it's
is
but
a
the
God
thing is,
movie.
It's like it's out of context at that. So you're like not expecting any of these movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? And like you're and going like, to go see a superhero movie. You're like, where's all my action
like,
movie
yeah,
trailers?
Like,
and you're like, what are these movies?
Like if you went to see what is it? God's Not Dead. Like that's when I would expect to see a trailer like that. Or like if I went to see I don't know The Grinch.
Yeah.
I would expect to see A Dog's Way Home one. But just like out of the blue, you get hit with a movie about faith and a movie about a talking dog.
And you're like,
and it's just out of context. It's just very strange. But it's getting late, and I want to show. I want to do one more thing.
Yeah,
have
it's
you,
okay if this one's a little long.
Well, yeah. we
have, I have a well. Go ahead.
Yeah. Have you seen this? Did you see when I posted this?
Yes. I commented
did you see
to
when
you.
I posted? Oh yes, that's right.
I was just
did
like,
you
yes.
See this?
Okay, hold on. What is this?
Can you read this out loud?
Yeah, it says this is what it feels. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what it feels like to pitch a TV show. It's two dogs walking to each other. Hello. Hello. The first dog says, do you like my hat? I do not. Goodbye. Goodbye. It's good. It's good. If you're in the business, you get it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, you're like,
if you're in the business, this is a riot.
Basically, you pitch your show and people are like, we don't like it. And then you walk away.
Like, and then you go all right. Like, all right, cool.
Okay.
And put that on repeat over and over and
you
over
might,
and over.
You might get and ever and ever. You might get one person who's just like, you know what? I like your hat, but I wish it was like a different hat.
Yeah, could we
can
make
you like make
you
this hat like a completely like different hat?
Well, then it's not a hat anymore, it's a shoe.
But then you're like, but it's not really. Or like, can you make the hat like a belt? And you're like, but.
But it's a hat.
But it's a hat.
Yeah, but
we really structured
this
to be
a hat. I'm really looking for a belt right now.
Yeah,
but like, can you take all that material like that you made into a hat, that same material, and make it into a belt?
You know what we should do? We should add a buckle to it, a big silver buckle.
And then we should dip it in chocolate.
Yeah.
And you're like, but that doesn't make any sense.
And then we can sell it to
chocolate,
kids.
Like chocolate is good by itself, but you don't dip a belt in chocolate.
Like, no, the chocolate will enhance the
belt.
Right.
Yeah. But this is,
trust me, I know.
This is almost literally notes we've gotten about scripts. You should dip it in chocolate.
Our marketing
it's like,
says
okay,
like chocolate's
this
real
is a
popular.
Horror movie. What if we made it funny? And you're like, okay. They're like, but what if we also put it in space? And you're like, okay. And they're like, what if you also made it like 30 seconds long? And you're like,
that's not a movie.
But it's an hour and a half. And they're like, yeah, but what if we made it like a bunch of 30-second segments? And then what if we released it over the course of like 80 years? And you're like, I don't understand what you're trying to do.
You don't understand. It's genius. We tested this. It's fine.
So I was going to, before we go, I wanted to pitch something to everybody.
Okay.
Yes.
I got a couple projects lined up.
Okay.
Right. And, you know, I got one scheduled maybe next weekend. I got a project coming up.
I only have one day off a week.
Oh, what?
It's Friday.
Okay, don't worry. It's going to come soon. Don't worry. And anyway, I'm trying to figure out a name. I'm trying to figure out an umbrella name for all these production companies. We're like, hi, I'm Paul. Like all those type of names.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can't really think of one. I've had a couple names come up in my head. They don't really work out. You know, I had one called like the big fat B. I had one that worked, but then I realized I can't use it because
you got to think of a.
You can't use
you
Sony. I've told you
look,
over and
I
over.
I had this
wait,
idea.
Can't
I
have
the
system.
Name
Sony.
This is an idea I had. This is the name of the show. This is gonna be like this is golden. It's called. What is that? A tree? And then I said, I can't use that because my subconscious took that from Steve Zaragoza with the coffee machine.
Yes.
I was having lunch with somebody and I was like, what do you think about that as a title? And then it would just be a frame of a tree, like a black and white frame of a tree. It's like, what is that, a tree? And that's it.
If you get Steve's blessing, you'll be fine.
I'm not going to do it because everybody knows where that's coming from. And I know where it comes from. It comes from the coffee machine.
But that's what I mean. Like, if you get Steve's blessing, then it's okay.
No, I need to think of something. And I'm asking you to help out.
Here's my two systems.
You don't have to help out. You're busy. Yeah.
No, I'll help out.
I'm trying to think of a name that's fun. You know what I mean?
I'm giving you a system. There's two systems you could use.
What's the system?
One is pick a color and a random thing. Put them together.
Ooh, let's do it right now. Random thing generator. Let's go.
Random thing? I mean.
Oh, we don't have internet. Hold on.
The red bean.
We're in a garage. I'm literally in a in some
the red
somebody
bean.
Who we
and then
don't
add
know.
The words creative or design at the end of it.
No,
I want
something fun in your mouth. Like when you say it, it's fun to say in your mouth, and it gives you a little chuckle. Effervescent.
The second thing is two random normal names, like random normal people's names, and you put those together. I had like a little art company duo thing for a little while, just called Henry Alice. And I liked it because the acronym was just like ha, and I was like
pretty good.
But that
yeah.
was a coincidence. But the Henry Alice part was just like Henry Alice sounds like an artist. Like it was like a graffiti artist name.
What about like the bee? That's dumb.
I don't know what that means.
I hate it.
No,
I hate it. I made it up and I hate it. I hate everything that I make up with.
There's two objects on here. We can combine them and call it fork bread, or
color and item.
So
Blue Fork Productions sounds
Blue
like a company.
But
like if you just want to come up with a quick company name that people will be that's weird, but they'll take it serious.
I want it to sound fun, and I want it to be almost like a band name. You know what I mean? Like when people say that's like I'm very bad at
Short Sleeve Smith.
Something like that. That's pretty fun.
That's my Short Sleeve one day, Smith. Like I was like, if I had a band, I'd be in Short Sleeve
yeah.
Smith. I had a list of band names at some point.
Anyway, so I'm trying to work on this baking show, to be honest.
Ooh, you're going
to bake?
Yeah,
I'm going to do a baking show, and I'm trying to film it.
Lord of the Wet Dogs?
Oh. Oh, my God.
Saving Charlie.
Saving Charlie's pretty good.
20 Dust.
I want, yeah, so it's like
fun.
Purely,
20 Dust.
Purely Gray.
Purely Gray. Ooh, that's pretty good. I've got a baking
wet
show.
Tooth.
I got Wet Tooth. That's pretty good, too. I've got a baking show I'm going to do with somebody, and then we're going to probably shoot that in February, sometime in February, and then I still have that, web series I want to do. But,
yeah.
You know, it's all coming together, but it's been a hard couple winter, so.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
This.
Please help me. For the love of God, please help
this
me. Give me
generator,
some names.
This generator is coming up with a lot of names that have the word wet in them. So, Wet Knot, Wet Tooth.
Wet. That's pretty fun.
Deaf Dogs is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything we can do with bees?
Bees?
Like the bees.
The problem is
Wet
is that,
Bee.
Is that, again, people will know what that comes from.
Where does it come from?
Sam.
It's Sam's thing.
Oh, my God. I got it from Invader Zim.
That's Sam's thing. Bees is Sam's and Ava's thing in particular.
Yeah. I was thinking
like
of Invader Zim.
Naming your company Colorful Birds.
Yuck. I was thinking of
this
Invader
is my
Zim.
Other favorite one. Why Dogs, Why?
Oh, I love that. But then that sounds like Sit Boo Boo Sit.
It's
true.
That's a Taylor Swift song generator. This is really good. This Love is Wet, but it's Sharp. Is a Taylor Swift song.
I like Our February Dogs.
Our February Dogs is weird. Twilight of the Book Gods.
That does sound like a band.
Does sound like a band.
Our Those February
Dogs. I still like Wet Tooth. No Rest for the Goblins
Wet
is pretty
tooth?
Cool.
Wet
Whoa!
Tooth.
Oh, wow. I like that.
No Rest
Wet
for the Goblins.
Wet Tooth sounds like a whiskey drink.
No Rest
like
for
a
the
bottle
Goblins.
Of whiskey.
Now, if the show just wrapped and like, okay, that was a good show. What would the title end card be? No Rest for the Goblins. What,
it would just
would you,
be. It'd just be a
like,
bunch
what kind
of goblins
logos?
Carrying
it would just be
a
like,
film roll.
Ooh,
that's pretty good.
That's pretty great.
Or
like what would a logo be for that? No Rest for the Goblins.
Like, honestly, my first image was like little goblin heads just kind of popping up on the screen.
Like
it could just be
like
somebody going
trolls.
Like, I'm tired.
You're just doing, I'm Paul.
Uh-huh, yep. We're just stealing that.
What was it called again? Reckless Goblins?
No Rest for the Goblins.
No Rest for the Goblins. That's my number one so far. I got to find...
come back to Slack and think of new ones.
I need an image. I need an image to really lock that one down. Like, yeah. I need something. Like, No Rest for the Goblins is good, but you know, maybe if I have a good logo or a good drawing or something.
Yeah.
Know. But I like them stacked together.
Yeah, No Rest for the Goblins is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I just like For the Goblins.
For the Goblins? I like it.
I just think because the production company names tend to be like not a phrase. It's like short.
I know, but you know.
No, it could be a phrase.
I want to disrupt. I want to be a disruptor.
I don't know. There's a couple of, I can't think of one right now, but there's a couple of indie ones that are like, that are phrases, that are like just straight up phrases. Because I saw one just recently where I was like, that's a weird name for a production company, but it was like an entire.
And no one else has a production company like that. I think that'd be fun.
I asked it to generate more, and it says, "Why bears? Why?" That's cheating. You can't just put a different animal.
That's what I mean.
I like that one. Why this bears? Great, why? That's funny.
I like why bears? Why? To like be honest, why bears? Yeah. Why is great?
You know why I keep going to the B? Because I think B is funny. Anytime you put B in anything, yeah. It's hilarious.
But why bears? Have, why is pretty funny. Because
you could have a bear. I imagine this being a bear statue going like this.
Why bears? Why?
But like a realistic bear in this position.
There's also a good band. This isn't a good production company name, but it's a good band name. Ron and the Angry Teddy.
Whoa, that's really good. That is good. That's a good band name.
Kissing at the Disco is also a really good.
See, I can't think of that. I can't think of those names. It doesn't come to me.
Well, we're literally looking up a random thing.
It's a randomizer?
Yeah.
Okay, Why Bears Why?
Why Bears Why is pretty good.
Why Bears Why? And then Goblins, Wrestling.
No Rest for the Goblins.
No Rest for the Goblins.
I like the Teddy one that's all in caps, like it's an abbreviation.
Yeah,
Teddy, like it's T.E.D.
like a
it's
robot.
Teddy. I was like, oh, like Paddington.
Paddington. That's an
it's a good. This is a good band or a good song name. My Heart, Your Arms. It's pretty good.
Oh.
It's good. A good song name. 20 seconds to the hole. 20 seconds to hole is 20. Is what is it?
Rage Against the Teddy.
30
Rage seconds Against
to
the Teddy. 30 seconds to Mars. 20 seconds to the hole. To hole. Quiet November.
No.
Why do I keep forgetting this goblin one? Maybe because I'm stuffed.
It's No Rest for the Goblins. No Rest for the Goblins. And Why Bear Why? Why Bears Why?
I like Why Bears Why more.
Why Bears Why?
Why Bears Why I like too. Do you know why? I like it. Why? I don't want to tell you. I have a lot of history.
There's no need for an explanation.
Why
it's a
Bears
good name.
Why Productions? Why Bears Why Creative?
Why Bears
Why? Just Why Bears Why?
I think I'm going to lean into that one, guys.
Because at some point, some company is going to be like WBW Productions.
Yeah, which is fine. But I had, because, yes, go ahead.
Smooth Koalas.
That's going to be a subsection underneath.
Yep. No, actually, Why Koalas Why is another option.
What?
Okay, yeah, but Why Bears
Why?
Why
Bears Why is really good.
Very good. I like it. It has the word B in it. I had an old production company called YB Entertainment.
What about Bee Bears?
So it kind of put, what did you say?
Bee Bears.
Bee Bears.
It'll be too much like Bieber.
Ooh.
And you don't want it. You don't want that connotation. People like Bieber.
But it'd be funny to see a Bee Bear.
What about Bear Bees?
But doesn't have a musicality.
But that's not.
To it.
It's not as funny. Yeah. Why Bears Why is.
Why Bears Why is better.
Has a
why
musicality
I,
to it.
I was trying to figure out a way to get his bees in there.
Yeah. No. I like it.
I could just put a bee in the graphic.
You could, because bears and bees.
But what would the? You think the bear just like this? I'm not going to get a realistic.
Yeah, and it could
bear.
Have a bee around its head or something.
What do you think? I'm going to get a realistic bear.
Yeah, I want. It has to be a realistic bear. It's not a cartoon bear. It's a real bear.
So I'd have to get like a stock image and then get his arms up or something.
Yeah.
That's how it's tough.
I just see a 3D molded little statue as your thing.
I mean, I think you could do a cartoon one to start. I don't think you need to go all the way to 3D modeling yet. I think just start with an animated one.
I almost see it as like a black and white drawing too. Like someone trying to do like a nature drawing, but it's like a confused bear.
But the bear isn't confused. We're asking the bear why.
Yeah.
The bear isn't asking why.
We're asking why to the bear.
Yeah.
And the bear's like, bear, why?
And he's like, don't know.
And then he like, I don't know what he does.
Okay.
Anyway, that's all I needed, guys. Thank
we're
you.
At, we're at an hour 23, so we should probably say goodbye. You can find me at Spencer Stark on Twitter.
You can find me at StarlineX on Twitter.
You can find me on Instagram at Louie12, L-O-U-I-12.
Anything else anybody wants to add before you say goodbye?
No, just DM me if you have any ideas.
This triumphant return.
Yes. The official start of season 3.
was the first season all the way up until the last episode, and then the last episode was season 2, and yeah. Now this one is season 3?
I think it's location.
Oh, it's location.
Season two was
your apartment.
That's right.
And then it was at my apartment.
Yep.
Yeah. It was the apartment phase.
Season two was the lost season because we didn't know where we were going.
Yeah. Season two was like, oh, Star is not working with us anymore. Yeah. Oh, shit. What are we going to do? Like, where are we going?
We were like at my house, changing. Your house, yeah. At the Group Night Studios.
Yeah.
I think this could be season 3.
It's right here.
Yeah. Season 3.
Amongst the rubble.
Every season is just like where are we going?
Yeah. We'll figure out a luck. We'll get something.
Where do you guys think we'll be in season 4?
Let us know. Tweet at us. Let us know. Go to Slack.
Go to Slack. But let also, like, comment on Facebook, on YouTube.
Comment on Facebook.
Yeah. Comment on.
Let us know on Facebook where you think we'll be. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Have a beautiful day.
I love you. Goodbye.
Oh, we love him.
Aw. Paddington 2.
I love that movie.